Do you think I need to go and paint that yellow BR, bruv?
What episode is this, Uncle Maddie?
186.
What's the podcast name, Uncle Maddie?
Arms House to Your Mom's House. As we do every episode, we start off with a song and we end off with a song. This one is a throwback from, well, shit, what year did it come out?
Certainly is. Dr. Syntax. I haven't heard this guy for ages.
Yeah, Dr. Sinners, as Sinners. We call him. Big up him, big up his missus as well. I've hung out with them a couple times, man. Really cool people. Syntax, he's done stuff with Foreign Beggars. You know, he's part of that crew. This is on Dented Records from 2009. One of my fave Dr. Syntax tracks is called Subcultures. It's quite funny. Check the lyrics.
Look at you, mate.
Yeah. I'm zone. People crack me up. You know that, don't you?
We're filming a podcast.
I've been watching you, though. BDI. Check it. I've got some observations for you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I tried to act sociable with the guys down the local, but soon realised I was being too hopeful. I don't know cars and I can't throw darts, so I knew in my heart that I stood no chance. I tagged along with a gang of vagabonds, but my plans to bond went badly wrong. I got nervous trying to rob purses long before the cops surfaced. I thought
it's not worth it.
I spent the night with some hippie types, passing the biggest pipe that I've ever seen in my life. I thought crusties were all about love and peace, but they got uppity when I finished off their fucking weed. I tried to get friendly with some trendies. They tried to tell me to get my hair bleached. Know what I thought of their fashion tips? I said thanks, but I'm happy with the natural look I've landed with. I tried to chill with some garage ravers. I can't believe what wankers they were.
Easy one time in time at a rally club.
You lads with rude attitudes, aren't you ever in a happy mood? I met some UK hip-hop heads on the internet, thinking yes, I finally met some kids who share my interest. They spent the next 60 minutes on some whinging flex, bitching about who they think is better, Chesterfield or Jet. I started chilling with some indie kids who dress as if they didn't have a penny when they're clearly privileged. Obnoxious Oxbridge posh kids in a mosh pit watch me as if I was dog shit. I thought, fuck this. I went to a party full of arty farty wannabe darties, all dreaming of the day they paint a masterpiece. Charming freaks dressed alarmingly, so you can't perceive the possibility that artistry's not in their arteries.
Look,
I met some
reach.
Footy hooligans, right. Moody cunts who can't remember when they first threw a punch. When I told them that I support no one, they called me a homo and bust my nose open. I met some lads who had recently outed, who moved like drag queens when they pouted. I tried to think that it shouldn't be a problem, but really we just didn't have a damn thing in common. I met some nasty girls who looked like Barbie dolls, dressed in Armani clothes. I knew their hearts were cold. They treated me like a thick inbred with disrespect, and I don't take shit from stick insects. I met a couple into S&M. She was a leggy wench. He was among the most scary men I've ever met. They wanted me to wear leather kecks, come and sit next to them and be their special friend. At this point, I thought I needed help. None of these subcultures offered me a spot where I could be myself. I told them all, fine, do what you like to, but don't let the limits of your pastime define you.
Arms house, to your mum's house.
Where's all the normal people gone, man? Fucks up with all these tributaries. Tribulations of people nowadays.
Look at your reach.
Yo, shout out Dr. Syntax, man. Subcultures. Themos, my brother, how are you, man?
I am all right, bruv. I'm on the final day of chemo.
Yes.
On the third session. So the final day. It means tomorrow I don't have to take any fucking chemo for 23 days.
And you can breeze through, and the side effects and everything, they've been all right, obviously.
Sleeping a lot more this third round. First round, second round, I just took it like a fucking soldier.
Yeah.
Third round, I took two anti-nausea tablets for the first time ever. I take one in the morning, and then I thought, I got to take one in the afternoon. And I did that. That was yesterday. And then I missed my fucking sister-in-law's 40th birthday because I couldn't go on the weekend. And not too upset about that, to be honest.
Sure. Yeah, you didn't miss out too much.
And
We're filming a podcast.
God damn
That's
it.
Right. That's right, bruv. That's right. And I'm just like getting my hair back a little bit here.
Yeah, I can see the patchwork on the top of their head, son.
But that's always been there, right? Yeah, that bit. Yeah. This bit has never come back. No, this bit's on where the scar is.
That's the bit, yeah.
That's the bit like the radiotherapy was like seriously on there.
Zapping.
And but it's come off like everywhere. So coming back on the flip side, on the right-hand side, where there was less radiotherapy going in.
Mm-mm-mm.
So I'm hoping for a full head of hair in August. That's what the doc reckons.
Ill. Okay. Sweet. You got a little goatee going as well, man.
Yeah.
Like a little... But the thing is, it's so white and, like, you know, light here. It looks like you got a Hitler thing going on, man.
Oh, really?
A little bit with the lighting now in front of you. It looks like a little dark patch just under your nose.
Oh, yeah, it does, yeah.
Like, only a little bit, but yeah. Jokes. That's funny, man. Yo, so this week we kind of wanted to go into, like, you know, we've done the dickhead haircuts, like, you know, you got patchwork haircuts, you know what I mean, going on, and my dickhead haircut, and we did dickhead clothing labels and stuff, and we were thinking today, let's do, like, dickhead things that graffiti writers do.
Yeah.
Yeah? Not necessarily like toy shit. Like, toys are going to do dickhead stuff because they're toys. You know what I mean? I'm not talking about that particular. We're just talking about, you know, certain things you see around. Like, I've got a couple that I thought of. We had loads of people on the Instagram chime in. This seems like quite a, we've hit a nerve. Like, you know, a lot of people calling people dickheads out there. And I'm not talking about either, like, necessarily beef things. Like, you know, people do dickhead things on purpose because they hate someone or something like that.
Yeah.
Like dogging someone out. Well, that's not the dickhead things we're talking about, even though that can be a dickhead thing, obviously, but sometimes people might have a reason behind it or whatever. But we got loads of people chimed in. For me, like, I'll tell you what, one thing is going through like a really, really residential area. I'm talking, there's no reason for you to be there apart from if you live there, like, and it's just houses, yeah? I'm not talking about like council estate or blocks, you know, they're slightly different, but just houses and just like tagging on people's gates. And yeah, that can be quite a toy thing to do, but I've seen people who aren't toys do that. And I'm like, right, no one's going to see this except for you're just pissing off the people that live here, you know? And I don't know. I just think it's a little bit of a dickhead thing to do.
That's going to be a dickhead thing to do. Because basically, the only reason to do graph is to, well, one of the 80% chunk of the reason to do graph is to let other writers see it.
It's getting up. Yeah.
It's never going to get up in like a little cul-de-sac,
exactly,
in a Hampshire, do you know what I mean?
Exactly, man. Like, I don't know, things like that. I just think, oh, it's a bit of a dickhead thing, dickish thing to do, you know. And also, this not so, but the thing is with the residential thing, and this next one I'm going to say is, like, you know, people usually frown upon battering on, like, taking the piss with like independent businesses. And I'd even throw in, like, you know, cars, like personal cars or stuff, you know, where you're costing people money.
If you go to work one morning and some cunt's putting a maze tag on your fucking door, you're like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, exactly.
Not that he's a cunt, by the way.
Yeah, and it doesn't happen that often, thankfully. I think most people have common sense not to do stuff like that, but I've seen it happen here and there. And there's certain blurred lines, like, okay, if so happens a piece of track runs through this area and it's just someone's, like, poor sod's house where the side of his house just happens to go straight where the tracks are, it's going to get battered. And I get that. Like, you know, I understand why that happens. But I'm just talking, you know, like, independent businesses, I try not to fuck with them too much. Sometimes it's unavoidable. Sometimes you just don't know. You're just going to be just, you know, drunk bombing and stuff. So shit happens. But it can be quite a dickhead thing.
There's a fine line, though, between cars and, well, it's not that fine, and white Luton vans.
The Luton van.
If it's been bombed already and the geezer hasn't cleaned it, it gets dubbed throw ups pieces on it, way more tags on it very, very quickly. But to me, for some reason, it's like slightly more acceptable.
Yeah. I think, you know, the vans where it's all one car, and then the Luton one is where there's the front bit with the driver bit, and then there's the extra box
Yeah, and it has like a loot and tail lift.
Yeah, the loot. Those are fair game. I think those are
completely fair game.
I think those are completely. It doesn't matter. I think they're fair game. But the smaller like independent vans and stuff with their logo of their like independent business plumbers. You know what I mean? Oh, Jim's Plumbers, and then some dickhead just did tags all over.
Yeah, no.
That's a bit of a dickhead thing to do, really.
So it's got what you're saying is it's got to be bigger than a van.
Yeah. Although in New York, it's a big trend out there to they tag on all these little, like, you know, the A-Team van? You know what I'm talking about? Those, there's loads of them. They got the big fat tires and it's all one vehicle, but they're all around New York and they all have bombing on it. And I think it's like a thing where everyone's just given up now. They're just going to get bombed. It doesn't matter what business you are or what you do. They just kind of, you can't stop it from happening. You know, it's the thing out there. Not so much here. But if I was an independent business, I'd just get some writers to paint on it, and I'd be that van going through. Like, we know there's the dump truck. There's a dump truck thing that runs around. It's got graph all over it. I think Chick might have done it. Or I think Zombie's done one. We see it all around, and there's a few that I've seen floating about where they allow writers just to paint. It just looks cool, man. Why the fuck not? You know. But yeah.
Oh dear, not oh dear. Who's the guy from North London who...
Ode has done a few of those, I think, as well.
No, he's DDS. Anyway, he's done like all the skips and shit like that.
Mm-mm-mm.
So when they put the skip on the side of the big lorry and he's just... It's like a little runner. It's like a runner.
Yeah, like skips. Yeah, skips are kind of fun to bomb on, man. I have no problem bombing on skips. Theme, I've been looking for a photo. You just reminded me. This is off topic. I've always had a fond memory and I really want to see a flick of it. I swear I saw it online at one point of, you know where Westfield is now in Shepherd's Bush, but years before Westfield. And there's that bit of a road that links Shepherd's Bush roundabout to the A40. You know that bit you go down? There's loads of 10-foot reaches now and fucking all sorts of stuff on it. On the left, was it the left or the right? Because on the right is the train tracks runs along the side there. And it's like goes to the underneath where the Latimer Road thing is. You know what I mean? It's all under there. That's the part I'm talking about. But on that strip of road connecting, there were three skips. And it had a P and an F and a B dub on it. I think done by Shun, maybe Drax. And it's always was a memory. Me and Frez used to see it because we used to always go up and down there back in the day. We were always around that area on our bikes or on the car, whatever. The PFB, and they were like three, like just stacked up quite high. And it was there for time at the chrome dub. If anyone out there hears this and maybe has a flick of it, please send it to me. I would love to see that thing again. But back to the topic at hand.
Talking about New York, off topic.
Yeah.
They just won the finals, bruv.
Oh,
the first
shit.
Time in 53 years.
They won.
Is that
it.
Right?
We were talking about it last episode. I got to show you this vid. Yeah, fucking hell. I completely forgot about this. Let's check this.
Is this the guy who is wearing a San Antonio Spurs shirt beating the fuck out of like millions of kids?
Nah, I remember seeing that as well.
Have you seen that?
There's so many videos, of all the chaos that happened afterwards. Yeah. I also saw one of a Spurs dude getting the shit kicked out of him as well. One guy by like 100 New Yorkers. And it was kicking off in New York, obviously. They don't know how to act out there, man. But
monsters.
It's not like we can really say anything from England with the same shit here, man. But no, congrats to them. But this was a rappel bit of graph done in New York.
Yeah,
but this was before they won. So this was done just before. Let's check it out quickly, man.
Don't ever see New York choke. Orange and blue flame, the fire high. Who wants smoke? You want none?
Doing it in a stop shirt as well.
Yeah,
sick.
This is properly filmed drone footage on the projects as well, and you can see is that the Empire State Building in the background?
I think so, yeah.
So look, he's dangling.
They lit that up in Nick's colours, by the way.
Oh mate, yeah.
Don't ever see New York choke. Orange and blue flame, the fire high.
There you go.
Is that you, Maddie?
Yeah,
doing that from your one lesson from Chip.
Imagine, man. That's quite ill the way he pulled it off.
come. Paying charge till the job is done. Shot drop, shot clock, and run.
With the Rakim lyric.
Oh my god, that is gonna fucking hurt.
He's pulling himself up.
Fuck me. He's blurred out all of his inks.
Mm. There you go. And it don't matter to me who really is checking. Beat the way we consecutively winning. And we stand up in the garden making the most noise. Your head spinning and we drilling and we coming for the killing. Five bottles make noise. Optimo at Optimo NYC is the guy. I forget what his tag is. Drone footage by J. Robertson NYC here. Yo,
they
I just wanted to...
went in, man.
They went in
drone
on
drone footage and shit.
Yo, I mean, they knew this was a moment in time, man, you know?
Yeah.
So for them, you know, I saw one guy, I can't remember, one comedian who I follow on Instagram, he was like celebrating and he was like, we run the world, man. It's the world we run. I'm like, bruv, it's like, you know, contain yourself a bit, man.
Yeah.
Ain't no world involved in this, man. It's, you know what I mean?
Jalen Brunson is the point guard for the Knicks. And there was like a load when he went to the Knicks, everyone like Stephen A. Smith, fucking all of them just like, mate, this is the worst trade ever. The worst trade. He's not an A1 player. He's not going to fucking make any difference. And what he did is he cut himself $150 million, like over $100 million in salary to enable the Knicks to build around him. And that's what he did. And he got his two mates in from college who they won like multiple awards at college, the three of them together. And they're in OG Ananobi and no, not OG Ananobi, Josh Hart and another guy. And so all of, and his dad was an NBA player. They're all saying this guy's got no fucking, he's short, he's like 6 foot, between 6 foot and 6 foot one. And he's not aggressive enough, he's not physical enough, he's not da da da. And he's just got the MVP for the finals and the first chip for the New York since 73 and the MVP for the Eastern Conference Finals and the championship. And he's like, just woo! You know what I mean? Like,
shows you what heart can do. You know,
that's exactly what he says.
Yeah, all these stats saying, oh, you can't do this, you can't do this. The heart, you can't measure that shit, man.
That's what he says. Have you seen that interview, bro?
I haven't seen it, but yeah.
I've got heart. But what do you need? What more do I need? You know, you can't measure that.
There you go.
All in everybody's face, all the pundits, everybody, fucking cunts, have just got that absolutely wrong.
Mm-mm-mm.
And on social media, they're just like tagging all these people in, these women and these guys who've like slagged him off. And he's like, are you not an A1 player? And he's like, I didn't mention them before, and I'm certainly not going to mention them now. And I just thought that was a wicked thing to say because he's just got his trophies like out. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't refer to them when they brought that up, and I'm certainly not going to do it now. Jalen Brunson is a fucking king of New York.
Who was the one that did the last tap in right at
OG
the
end? OG Ananobi.
That's
Ananobi. He was born in Harlesden.
Oh shit!
Yeah,
no
he
way.
Was born in Harlesden. Yeah.
West London.
But he's doing all
West...
this bollocks. Like, I really want to get basketball. I really want to make basketball big in Great Britain. And let people think that it's easy to get to the NBA from Great Britain. It's like, first of all, you're calling it Britain. Like, you're not fucking English. And secondly, you went to America when you were four. So all of your basketball tutoring has been American. Like, it's like...
No. They've been trying for decades to blow up here. They've always been flying over here, doing like, you know, games.
Games. Yeah. I went to New York game over here in East London.
There you go. Yeah, they've been trying a lot, man, but nothing's going to take over from football. You know what I mean?
Nothing's going to what?
Take over from football and shit.
Yeah,
and
nothing.
Whatever else, rugby that. And all the
you other. You see the Scottish boys at the World Cup in Boston. They're like doing their bagpipes and waking people up at 6:30 in the morning and going on like massive, massive marches and shit like that.
Mm-mm-mm.
Wicked, wicked. I mean, America might realise that, you know, football is actually pretty fucking big.
Yo, I've not been watching any of the World Cup. I've not seen any of it. I'm going to watch the England game.
Not seen any of it.
Not even 30 seconds of a game. But I've seen little clips here and there. But I'm going to watch the England match.
You're such a hater on football, bro.
I'm not hating. I just don't care. It's not about hating. I couldn't give less of a fuck. But I'm going to watch England on Wednesday. Is it against Croatia, right? So I'll be checking.
Yeah, hard opening game, bruv. What an opening game.
Oh, it'll be literally, it's happening now as you are listening to, or it's coming up to the game now.
Oh, yeah. Spain are 0-0 against, when we're recording now.
Yeah, against some shit team, right?
Against a shit team.
Yeah.
Cape Verde.
Cape Verde, some shit. It should be like 8-0, right? But they're not gonna really try that hard.
8-0. Someone won 7-1. I put a bet on yesterday that this game would finish 7-1, and I cashed out, and it was like 4-1. I can't be bothered to watch it. And
Germany. Don't tell me.
And it finished on 7-1.
No, how much would you have won?
Like £25. I opened my Betfair account, and it was like £3.46. I said, I'll use that.
I was going to put a bet on Portugal winning the whole thing. I saw this, it was like 9-1 or something. I thought if I put a little £50 bet on that, I know they probably won't win, but you know, there's a chance there.
You get a lot of money back.
You know, I should really bet on Brazil playing.
But yeah.
Let's see.
Good idea that we had yesterday. That's a good idea.
We'll see how well they do. If Brazil go through, then we're going to film an episode at a Brazil down here in Willsden with the Brazil community. Anyway, we'll see.
Maddie will get us in free because he's Brazilian. And you know,
hey, valeu, porra! Brasileiro! Bye, Brazil! All right, back to dickhead graffiti.
Stop painting trees, you fucking cunts.
Yeah, Slam chimed in. He said, yo, painting trees is a dickhead thing. Any sort of kind of nature? What can you think of any nature that isn't a dickhead thing to paint on? I've seen people paint on rocks. Yeah, obviously animals. I've seen obviously people paint on cows and shit. It's funny to look at, but obviously it's not a nice thing to do.
When Fume painted those kids' t-shirts down at the Unity, and he just started, that's like asking people to tag your shirt in paint is a dickhead move. But the writer doing it is not a dickhead move because he's like, if you want, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I have zero problem with that. It's just like fan things, you know what I mean? It's all good. What else was I was just about to add on to that. What were we just talking about?
Nature.
I remember someone telling me they were out in Nepal, up in the fucking mountain somewhere.
They saw a praise piece
on a boulder, like next to where one of the Buddhist monk temples is, like that. And he was like, this was the last thing I thought I would see up here, you know? And that's fucking cool, man. That's not a dickhead.
That must have blown his fucking mind. Was he from West London as well?
Yeah, joking. It was hilarious.
Damn.
To see a praise VFL. This was many years ago, 20-odd years ago. That's jokes. Also, which was mentioned on the Instagram, many people mentioned this one, is when you're doing a piece and you've got your background and someone comes and tags in your background. Mm. Yeah, that is a toy behavior, but I've seen non-toys do that as well. And even doing a dub, like you go trackside, you do a dub, and people respect the dub. They don't go over the dub, but they're tagging all the way around where your dub is, and they're getting reaches all around. You're like, what the fuck? Fucking, come on, man.
Well, they're touching it. They're touching it. Yeah, just touching your dub. Yeah.
Yeah, people paint just way too close. Because that came up quite a few times as well. I was thinking, you know the urinal rule? When you go to a urinal, there's someone pissing on there. You go to the furthest urinal from that dude, right? And then the next guy who comes in, he'll go to the furthest one from both of you. And then that's when you start going next to someone. You know, that's the urinal rule. I think it's the same with graph, man. If there's a long-ass empty wall and you see a dub,
go on the other side.
Don't pay right next to touching that dub. It's like, get the fuck away from my dub, motherfucker.
Have you seen the White City dub that someone did? And it's like, two guys have come and done bang, 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 bang.
Oh,
touching my fucking dub. Yeah.
And there's space.
There's the whole wall and the circle bit as well.
They did it right next to you. I saw that, man. I don't even want to post a photo because I don't want to put
them
on blast.
What is that? I was thinking it might be getting back at me because I went over his throw up with another dub.
Okay.
But that's all right. It was a two color piece. Yeah, it's all right. And it was he had other throw-ups around as well.
Yeah, so it's not disrespect.
And the wall was completely rammed, like jam. So that's why I did that.
Yeah.
And then I went back, they buffed it. I went back, did it on my J's.
Yeah.
And there's bare space. Like the whole thing's completely like available.
Yeah.
And this geezer's come, but.
That, you know, anyway. That
it's okay. All love.
We don't know if that is the case, but that's another dickhead thing. It's people who are overly sensitive about stuff. Mm. Yeah. And I get it. We can all, you know, get into our own heads and think, like, overthink shit and go, oh, no, that guy's done that purposely to take the piss and I'm going to react to it. And it's like, most of the time, these people aren't even thinking of you. You know what I mean? So you can't take certain things personally, but there's some people out there, they love taking shit personally. It's like they have fun in taking things personally and really going overboard about shit. And you're just like, this, stop being a dickhead, man, you know?
But there's a lot to be said. If the wall is empty, why do that? You know, just why do that?
A lot of people actually wrote about that as well, man. It's hilarious. I mean, there is certain places, like, let's say it's on a motorway, yeah? And there's a long-ass wall and the get-on is at one side of the wall. And you don't want to walk, okay, and there's dubs on that side of the wall, and people are going to add on to it, like, rather than walk down a mile to the other end of the wall and start from there. They're just going to, you know, get on where they get on and start. But still leave some space, you know?
Shadow and stuff like that, your border and stuff like that.
It's like, what the fuck?
It's fucking weird.
Yeah, it's annoying, man. It's a dickhead thing to do. I add another one. This one's a bit borderline. Like, telling someone about a spot, and then they did it without you.
They go and do it.
They go and do it. But okay, if you tell someone a spot and you don't do the spot for a year, like there's a timeline where if you haven't done it in a year, then boom. Like,
no,
it's
a
not
year
a dickhead.
Way too much.
I'm saying, like, you know, I'm giving a time frame, but yeah, it could be, it depends on the person, I guess, and the spot maybe. But yeah, like if you tell someone a spot and then they do it without you, that's a dickhead move. I'm sorry. Like, that's no.
If they do it, you haven't done it in like 2 weeks.
2 weeks, yeah. I'd say a month.
Trappy keeps inviting me out and then like posting a photo the next day, and I'm like, what? Like what? I can't even get on to that. You know,
that's
what I mean?
Not the same. That's not the same now.
No, he's inviting me.
Yeah, yeah.
And then painting it the next day.
All right. Okay. Yeah.
And then posting it like. Yeah, doesn't even say sorry, bruv. He's just like, you know, there's
maybe
my graph.
Maybe he's on a snooze you lose type thing. Maybe I don't
snooze
know.
You lose.
What else was there? Yeah, tagging in my background, bombing all around the door. Yeah, so let's get into some of the ones from Instagram that people sent in that I thought was funny. Oh yeah, we said Slam said tagging on trees. We did that.
Yeah, I really don't agree with tagging on trees, man.
Okay.
And it looks like you're a dickhead as well. Like,
yeah. I remember once we were drunk, yeah, me and Zeal bopping home from the pub, and I don't know where the fuck it was, but Zeal had just battered every tree along this main road. Yeah, Zeal on every tree. And then my mate's mum, we were around my other mate's house, and his mum, because she knows all of us, it was the house that we used to go smoke weed in, basically. There was the cool mum. And so she knew we were all writers and all our tags were and everything, and she went off on Zelo, like proper, like called him out in front of everyone. We were cracking up, man. She was like, how could you tag on this tree? That was jokes.
Good on her. Yeah.
All right, so this was sent in. When a spot has existed forever and no one's done it, so you do it and then other people either jump on it or go over you on it. Dickhead move, both of them. It's kind of, we mentioned that already.
Go over you on it?
Yeah, that's a
fucking
complete
idiot move.
Proper disrespectful.
Yeah.
All right, there's another guy saying, when people talk about roller graffiti not being graph is a dickhead move. He's obviously a roller graffiti writer. I won't say who, though. All right, let me see what else we got. And it's not who you think it is, by the way. All right,
Arctic, Baser.
One of them lot. Yeah, Arctic. Anyway, I'll bleep that out. All right, let's get into some of the Instagram ones. The good old, let me get a reach, then fucks off with your marker. Yeah, that's a dickhead move, man. Come on.
Let me borrow your white to do highlights and then goes... does a background with the fucking white and outlines it. And you're like, what the fuck?
And yeah. there's big ass shines and shit. You're like, bruv, give me that thing back, man.
Yeah, boy.
Metzky said, when he goes, the people that don't get on with someone and just call them a nonce or a grass. Like, everyone's a nonce and a grass because I don't like them. You know, those types of people are dickheads. I agree.
And they never say it to people's face.
Yeah, they'll never say it, do they?
They'll never say it. But they'll go down Trellick and they'll be like, oh, this guy's a fucking cunt. And then they'll just go away and be like, yeah, that guy's a cunt. He's a nonce. He's a nonce.
He's a, yeah. Oh, mate. Throwing empty cans into bushes. I think that's a, you know, yeah. I mean, I'm guilty of doing that, but I try not to. You know what I mean? You don't want to leave fucking shit everywhere. But
you don't want to leave evidence.
Don't want to leave evidence, that's for sure. And definitely at chill spots as well. You don't want to fuck the place up and, it's, you know, be considerate for others. You know what I'm saying? Unnecessarily dangerous stuff whilst on a mission. Just baiting it up. That's another person said that. That's a dickhead move.
Going on, like... taking lines of coke or drinking and getting pissed before a mission. I've turned up and I've decided to like allow the mission because you lot are so... There's like Sainsbury's bags full of paint and Sainsbury's bags full of Stellas.
Full of beers.
And they're like, yo, do you want some Stella? I'm just like, nah.
I think it depends on the spot. There are some easy, like, you know, little track spots or something like that. Easy peasy. I'll drink, I'll smoke. It's not like a super serious thing.
No, but
it's
if there's like a group of them and they're all pissed, that's, yeah, it can I'm get not saying hand, have yeah. a little smoke, have a little beer.
Yeah, I know.
But you've already come down smashed.
Yeah.
And you're just going to like be overconfident and rare. And it's just like not a good look.
And
not
show off and do dumb shit. Yeah. That is a dickhead move for sure. You know, yeah.
I mean, I've known people who are on ketamine who've done travel.
Yeah, that's just horrible. Yeah, that's horrible. I've never witnessed that.
Like pickle, like unbelievable amounts of pickle. And you're just like, what?
Pickle can be, not that I do it, but it can, you know, give you that little booster, that little, not Dutch courage, you know, because like you said, there's a difference between just Dutch courage and getting just smashed.
Yeah.
Pickle can get you on it and keep you up late, you know what I mean, especially if you're going into 3-4, you're doing it all night. It can be helpful, but obviously too much of anything is going to be a fucking problem. Reaches on someone's graph, putting tags in someone else's background. Pump half your pen out on some buffer brick wall to wet the tip. Hashtag no diddy. Yeah. You know, the guys, they don't really know how the marker pens work. And especially, I remember back in the day, the amount of care people used to put into their homemade inks and pens. And then you're like, you're cautious who you give that pen to. You know what I mean? Yeah. If anyone, I knew some people that they would never let you use their pen.
Serious lack of knowledge.
Just, you know, you give it to them and they're squidging it and like flowing it out and messing it up and fucking with everything, and then the catching reaches above you and you're like, yo, it's dripping on you. You're like, what the fuck's my jacket, man? What the fuck is wrong with you? That's a dickhead move with no, they got no like a perception of their surroundings, you know? They're just so ingrained in what they're doing. You're like, bruv, look at what you're fucking doing, man.
Look at your reach.
Asking you to check for them, telling you 1 a.m. for just 30 minutes and then starting at like 3 and taking hours. Okay, so asking you, can you come
someone
keep dog?
Someone to keep dog.
And then they say, it'll be 1 a.m., I'll only be half an hour, but then they turn up, it's 3 a.m. now and they're doing it, it's taking hours and something, you agreed to it, but not to that, you know? That is
Who would wait 2 hours for someone who's not painting, who waits for 2 hours to then...
That's a good friend.
Turns up, says, that's I'm a sorry, good friend. I'm sorry.
That's a good friend. I would have done stuff like that when you're young. Like now, if you're 2 hours late, bro, I'm gone after 15 minutes, bro. I'm in bed. Like phone on airplane mode.
And I said, do you want to keep dog? You're like, no, the fuck am I thinking you think you are, bro?
Exactly. Yeah, I've got a very short temper for that now. Even though I am very often late as well, I'm not going to say I'm the most on-time person ever.
Punctual.
new writers deliberately getting up next to old respected heads repeatedly for the clout. Okay, that is, now we're going into TB behavior. Yes, that is a dickhead move, but that's what toys tend to do. I don't see like more established writers really doing that. You know, trying to clout chase, like tagging right next to it. I mean, we've said, painting too close to your thing. It's like, you know, what, you're trying to rub off on my shit, man. Get the fuck away from me. Okay, what else? Every single person they've ever had beef with is a nonce, and they've got proof, in inverted commas. We kind of touched on that already. Yeah, that word just gets flung around too much. It's such a serious fucking crime. Yeah?
Yeah.
And diluting that word helps nobody, especially doesn't help the children, yeah, involved. Yeah. So doing that is fucking bad to do. Just calling everyone a fucking nonce. You know what I mean? It's not a healthy thing to do. All right.
And saying you've got proof and then not having any is a fucking dickhead move. That's a dickhead move.
Like, it's the most outlandish thing you can do to someone. And it's so like insidious, because if you protest it, it makes you come off like a nonce. You know what I mean? Like, you know, it's just so fucking bad on so many different levels. No one wants to touch it with a barge pole. You just say it and put that shit out there. It's disgusting, man. We'll save it for real nonces. Yeah, so that we know the nonce and we can all fucking, you know, do what needs to be
the
done.
The boy who cried wolf.
Who cried
wolf? If you say nonce, then I'm going to assume the guy's the nonce.
The boy who cried nonce.
The boy who cried nonce.
That should be a story for, yeah, that's a fable.
He's a boy as well, and he's like, nonce!
All right, new writers, every single... God. Yeah. All right, pretending to Yanks they were top train writers in London, but only ever did one panel on loads of Halls of Fame. I think that happens quite a lot, especially with the older heads. They might go to New York and go, yeah, I was the man back in London, man, you know what I mean? And the New Yorkers either don't give a shit or don't know any better, you know, and they could brag about it. And, okay.
Who do you think's done that?
Well, I'm not going to name any names, but I can think of a couple of people.
I can think of a couple of people who've been to New York and they've been a lot of trains, a lot of tubes.
Of course, but there are definitely, I'm sure, people who maybe touched one or two trains in the 80s, but paint the odd legal nowadays and just, you know, walk around like they were the dude back in the day, you know?
Yeah.
Not just the New Yorkers, to everybody. That happens here even, you know? They got a king back in the day and you're like...
Happens here. I'm a bit weird, a bit weirded out by New York. Like, I don't understand why they have to go to New York and then say... So it happens here all the time.
Yeah, they're probably... Whoever sent this in probably had someone in their mind when they were talking about it.
Yeah.
All right, someone saying taking crack and smack is a dickhead thing to do, which I agree.
That drugs, links into my ketamine.
Crack is whack, people.
Crack is whack.
Ruin something nice just to be an asshole. Graph should bring beauty in raw form and energy. All right, mate.
No. That's a bit...
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. You might think it's beautiful, but if some other bigger writer comes and just goes,
I think it's dog shit, boy.
You a pussy boy, yo. It happens, you know? It happens. You know what? Writing your name on something that doesn't belong to you, in theory, is a dickhead thing to do, if you think about it. Like, just the concept of graph is quite a dickish thing to do.
Yeah.
But it's grown into this beautiful thing that we love. Okay, someone said selling maps to fund their crack habit. It's a dickhead thing to do.
Selling maps if you've done no trades.
Yeah.
Out of order.
Yeah, and but you know what? I don't mind if you're selling maps to fund your crack habit. Like, I'd rather you doing that than robbing people or doing... There's a lot of other dickish things you could fucking do to fund your crack habit than selling maps.
Yeah.
So sell your fucking crackhead maps is fine. move bait with no consideration for the people they are out with. We've touched on this already. You know, people showing off, people...
On crack,
fucking around.
Like, getting pissed.
Get the fuck out of here, man. You know what I mean?
Overconfident mother lovers.
Okay, someone wrote, don't close the tub of emulsion and leave the roller to dry. Bring your own shit next time. that I can relate to, yes. But we've all been there. I've been guilty of it as well. Yes. Flood. Okay, someone wrote, flood random Instagram accounts with triple fire emojis to beg for more followers. Yeah, the whole Instagram trying to gain clout, you know what I mean? Triple fire emojis on
other people's accounts. I just don't get that. Like,
yeah, I've seen.
How's that a dickhead move? You're bigging someone else up. Nice graph, fire emoji.
Yeah,
but if you're doing it on your own Instagram, then it's a completely different story.
No, I think he's obviously saying it was Matt Script who sent that in. So I'm sure he's probably thinking of someone in particular. Because he's quite a vindictive dude, man. I know he's going through some health issues at the moment as well. So good luck.
I spoke to him today.
Okay. I hope he's.
I voice noted him today. We send each other like 4, 5 minutes, 6 minutes voice notes because we're in very similar situations.
Yeah, I know he's got blood clots and stuff and he's in hospital in and out. He can't.
Oh, no,
fly.
I meant like women. Divorces. All right, yeah, with the like, women. Fucking nuts.
Yo. Yeah. Well, shout
big
out to
ups.
Him.
Big up this Matt.
Yeah.
I love it.
Okay, someone wrote in, sending kids out there to shoplift for them. So sending people out there is a dickhead move. We spoke about that a little bit with...
Does that happen in Griff?
We're filming a podcast.
With my man.
Justin.
Justin. Remember he said back in the day he got sent out there, and not for graft though, just for robbing, you know what I mean?
Phone cards, yeah, robbing, yeah.
Well, you said that, but then, you know, that getting sent out there, if you don't know, is older lot or someone, you know, with a bit more clout than you. And they usually pick on someone smaller and weaker and they send them out there. They go rob that shop and then they give them the stuff and go rob that old lady and they give them the stuff, you know, sending people out there. For graph, I've not really seen that, but I'm sure it happens, man. I'm sure there's people going, sending people to rob paint and taking their paint off them and stuff like that. I'm sure it does happen. All right, someone wrote in, talk shit about other writers and then next day chilling with them. Like, we've touched on this
dickhead
already.
Move. Yeah.
Dickhead move. Like, if you're not willing to say something to someone's face, then keep it to yourself, bruv. You know? Like, that's the kind of law I kind of try to be. It's difficult with a podcast as well, because this is kind of, we don't do that. We take the piss and we catch jokes, but, you know, we don't say anything here that I wouldn't say to someone, you know what I mean? I try and follow that rule. Okay. Tag over road signs. I might need to read that, for fuck's sake. There is, along the motorway, you'll see some kids just bounce. Yeah. I mean, go, is that my exit, for fuck's sake?
Yeah, fuck's sake.
But it's funny. I think it's funny, to be honest. I'm all for that. I think that's a jokes thing. When especially the kids, when they climb over the top bits, you know? And especially
in other countries where you're like, you can't even read the language. You're like, what the fuck? And someone like Koza and Tenfoot have done it in France.
It's battered it. But then they scrub it, and it's even worse. And you're like trying to read it now through the buffage. And it's what the fuck, man? It must piss the authorities off so fucking much.
Yeah.
All right, we're getting through this. Well, we got so many of these, man. We got graph critique coming up, people, and
graph letter game
as well. Okay, someone said about drugs again. Someone saying racking from small businesses, which kind of goes in with the whole bombing on small businesses as well. Just like, you know, fucking with people's shit at the end of the day. Yeah, we're fucking with people's shit to a certain degree, but there's lines that make you a dickhead or not, and it's blurry lines, and there's a lot of gray area there. But yes, in general, you should be conscious of what you're doing to a degree. Someone said, bumpkins getting an ego because they travel, still shit, even if you go London, lol. Okay, yeah. Bumpkins burn the only bumpable station in a 60 fucking mile radius. All right, I don't know if that's a dickhead thing. I mean, your geographical location usually isn't your choice, especially if you're a kid. So you got to work with what you got, you know? If you've only got
fields...
What
was that? What was that?
I don't know. He worded it... He said bumpkins in
inverted commas.
Yeah. Burn the only bumpable station in a 60 mile fucking radius. Also, burn it as in like overdo it and bait it up for everyone else.
Bumpable.
Bumpable, I'm assuming that means as in it's doable. Burn the only bumpable station. Oh, maybe because for jump downs, maybe they're talking when they say bumpable. So people do, overdoing it too much, baiting it up or something. I don't know. Okay, give out a secret crew spot to impress a girl writer. Okay, maybe he's being specific on that one. Someone giving out, but if it's to a girl or girl writer, who cares if it's a girl writer or a guy writer? You shouldn't be giving out spots unless the crew agree. You know, if it's a secret spot. Making verbal physical threats towards the public when confronted whilst out bombing. That's an interesting one. I agree, to be honest. There's no real need to be like, okay, if you're tagging shutters now, you're bopping street, you're tagging shutters, and some guy goes, oi, dig it, oi, oi, what are you doing? What are you doing? I know some people, they'll turn around and go, what? Can we go? Like that. Yeah, and then they'll shut up and then they'll finish their thing. But most of the time, you don't even need to do that. Just finish your bit. As long as, okay, even if they call the police, you know the police is going to take a little while for them to get there. You can finish your thing. Don't overreact. Don't react to them. Don't blow up the situation more than it needs to be. And then walk away is usually the best, most intelligent situation. Now, if someone comes up and is trying to grab you and do that, smack the guy around the face. They shouldn't be interfering with you and touching you. That's fuckeries. Yeah, I mean, what's your 2 cents on that theme, Osman?
I think 90% of people won't come and hit you.
They won't.
I think they'll just want to like shout and stuff like that. And if you punch him first, get the preemptive strike in, then you're going to finish a lot of things before they start. But yeah. I would just try and stay nice. Yeah. Stay nice. Sorry, bruv. You know, whatever. Like, even when trackies come.
Yeah.
Try to finish this and then do that. And they're like, no. Like, okay, cool. I'll leave. I'm older than you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've got more going on. So I'll leave now and just, I won't, you know, you don't have to report it or whatever.
Exactly.
And there's
there's no point escalating the situation. And also on the flip, there's no point freaking out even. I'm running away straight away.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, just take your
that
time.
Used to be me. And then I'd be like, there's no way that geezer's coming down 6 flights of stairs to have a look at a little tag I've just got that says like the, you know what I mean? I didn't even finish it. And I'm just like going back covered in sweat. And I'm like, fucking hell, shall I just go back and have a look and pick up that can of paint? And like, you go back and there's like, it's not the scene of a crime or anything like that. It's just the street. Yeah. You're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I ran so quickly down down the side of Gunnersbury Triangle because I heard somebody and I'm like, couldn't get over the fence. I'm getting onto the fence on Chiswick High Roads. I'm well posh. I'm like, oh my God. And when I drove past it the next day, I was like, what was I doing?
Yeah, what's the point? Yeah, overreacting to things. But that's a learning curve. You know, you learn as you do.
But I'd learned already. I was like, okay. 10 years ago or something.
Well, okay, now you're a pussy theme. What's wrong with
pussy?
You?
Pussy! Complete pussy.
Yeah, no, I learned quite early on. It's like, just don't escalate the situation. It doesn't need to be escalated. If anything, you can de-escalate most of those situations. And you can even judge the person. Are they just fucking with you? Is it just a drunk guy walking home? Or is it someone whose house you're actually painting on and they actually might do something?
Yeah. So, okay, and then you got to take the licks.
Yeah.
But
I've had a friend when we were in Brighton. We were taking a piss down in Brighton. Alki, he stopped writing now, but back in the day, he got chased by the owner of the business he was painting on, and they beat the fuck out of him, man. Like,
really?
They chased him down a couple of streets. He came back bloody like that. It was fucked, yeah.
Did he?
So you got to be careful of that. They even had a bat. They had a bat on him. I don't know if he actually got hit with the bat, but he was pretty bruised up and he had like cut lip and fucked up nose. Yeah, they laid into him, man. A bunch of them did. Yeah, so be careful of that.
So many times when that thing, what's that saying? The loudest guy is like the weakest.
Yeah, the loudest.
And that's really, really, really true. Like,
their bark,
really true.
Their bark is louder
like,
than
what,
their bite.
What? You know, like skinny little kids that do that. What? What are you going to do? What are you going to do? And you just like bang, like on his chin. And I've seen so many on Instagram because I've watched like 2 when I'm having a shit. And now they're just like.
And it's the guy. And then when you see the guy, the quiet guy. You know, trying to de-escalate. And then
I don't want to fight.
Then when it goes past a certain line.
like that.
Exactly, or whatever, you know.
And you think, Jesus. And everybody says, like, the comments, he didn't want to fight. He said he didn't want to fight. He said he didn't want to fight. He warned you, warned you, warned you.
Yeah.
Damn, son. You know what else is considered a dickhead move?
What?
Starting a podcast about graph and then telling people they're dickheads. That is a dickhead move.
I did put that on the Instagram when I asked the question. I said, don't say go dogging people out and don't say starting a podcast.
Really?
Because there's a dickhead move. I know, but you know. Live with it, people. No respect. Yeah. Okay, someone wrote, no respect for the generations that gave them their style, spots, advice, shops, etc. So the younger kids,
that's kind of gone TV. With our generation. I think we were like the last generation who like loved the elders.
I mean, the internet kind of
listened to them and rated them and met with them and wanted to be like them and all that sort of shit. Now kids will say to you, why do I need to give a shit about what's happened before? You're like,
yeah,
what's that? What kind of mentality is that?
Or no, even worse is when they think they've done something and you're like, bro, that was done 20 years ago, bro. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, you're going around in circles because you didn't do the research. You didn't find out.
You didn't know
that things had been done and what has been done and what's been capable and what. And then you're doing stuff thinking you the man. It's been done, bro. You know what I mean?
Been done.
But then there are people out there doing shit and pushing things forward and progressing, and props to them and all that. But the guys that show no love, I think you're a dickhead. Yes, I agree. Someone wrote, wear anything TFL. Why the fuck have you got the Bakerloo line on your feet? Do they sell Bakerloo line trainers?
Badges, what does he mean? Maybe.
TFL stuff. I mean, okay.
I rate that. Enigma's got like a London Underground jacket.
Yeah, that's sick. I remember a few people having that. And I've told you already, Frez, he cut out a bit of the line seat cover, you know, the orange pattern on the seat.
Yeah.
He literally cut it out and then sewed it onto the back of his jean jacket. It looks so sick.
Frez is a bad man, though.
And he did that and he made a hat out of it and everything. And then apparently years later, not Nike, but some clothing company did it as well, you know. Anyway. Leaving rubbish at chill spots. We've touched on that. Tag someone's house or a church. We've chatted about that. Yeah, I think historical monuments and, places of worship. These are well-known things since the beginning of graph that it's just out of respect. You don't tag things like that, you know? Mm-hmm. I get how it happens. I remember, you know, in Turnham Green where the district line runs, there's a church down there and that always used to get done because you can see it from the tracks. Like, I get it. It can happen and fine. But these buildings, a lot of them are listed buildings. So legally they have to clean it. So it's not a matter of if it gets buffed or not. It's going to get buffed within a couple of days. It's just going to piss everyone off. They're going to put more security, bait everything up, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, again, just have a bit of understanding of what you're doing, you know?
There was a guy around a couple of years ago who wrote Skez, SKEZ, around Turnham Green, Chiswick.
Yeah.
And he was doing small businesses, getting caught on CCTV. Mm. And then the small businesses were like going to like HammersmithW6.com and all those kind of forums and be like, this is the guy that's writing Skez. He's a fucking toy as well. Like, he doesn't do graph anymore and he's never done a dub or a piece. He just like did like graph tagging.
And
but he got up around a certain area and then he just kind of like fucked off or got nicked. I don't know. Got nicked from being a dickhead and just tagging everything.
Yeah, I think you raise a good point there as well. I think we kind of mentioned it, but independent businesses, another reason why you shouldn't do them is they're more likely to defend their stuff. A big corporate thing or whatever, it just goes by the wayside. It's just another bit of graph on a big fucking thing.
Mm.
Whereas these, like you said, they're going to get the CCTV footage. They're going to post about it online. They might even come out and if they catch you doing it, they're going to beat the shit out of you like it happened to my friend, you know? And
they have to get the rollers out and paint over it. They're going to be a lot more venomous. A lot angrier.
It's personal for them.
It's personal. You know? It's not like Sainsbury's or some shit like that.
Exactly. But again, like we said, there's gray area. It can happen, you know. All right. Let's see.
Should we get into the graph letter game?
No, wait. There's still a few more here. Let's see if there's any good ones. Sorry, because there's a lot of... Oh, someone wrote anti-style. is a dickhead thing. I don't know if I agree with that, but yeah.
I do.
Okay, sending their own panel flicks to UK Frontline, beggy dickhead behaviour.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. Like, I like UK Frontline. I like what they do. You know,
I think... not UK Frontline. Writers sending in their panels to UK Frontline, but that's saying, how... please post this.
But isn't that how it works? I mean, okay, there's people who bench and go out, and I know UK Frontline does that, and there's obviously a couple of other heads that go out benching stuff. But I think a majority of the photos you see in UK Frontline are sent in. I'm assuming, again, people, I don't know, this is an assumption on my behalf. It wouldn't be what it is if people didn't send in their stuff, right? But I get how if you keep sending it and begging him to come on and beg me, I get that's being a dickhead thing.
I get the opposite. I get the people saying, I've never painted a track, like me, I've never painted a panel in my life. And I'm just constantly thinking, oh, maybe I should send one or two to UK Frontline.
Yeah.
You go, beg you post this to shut that geezer up. Who's on UK Frontline dissing me? Like, I'm just like, fucking hell. I didn't do it.
Yeah, man. Insta stories and making sure they get the joint in. Oh, getting a joint in.
Yeah, the joint
in. You always got to have a bit of weed on.
Fucking rap video, yeah.
Yeah. Using your pens and ruining the tip, dumping cans at the spot, start too close to you when you're doing a panel, like Barcelona, you know who you are. Okay, this is another personal one to someone. All right, okay, that's enough of those, man. A lot of these were personal business, but that was jokes, man. That was jokes. Obviously, these things can be, like we said, there's gray area to everything, man. And don't take anything too personal, people. Just don't be a dickhead. You know what I mean? We've all been dickheads at one point or another, and it happens, you know what I'm saying? But try not to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Let's go. Graph letter game. This time it's the letter I. I said I was going to do it to you to fuck you up because you fucked me up last time, but I didn't have time. So Theme graciously did it. Let's get slap bang into the graph letter game, the letter I.
Maddie gave me 40 minutes today to get this all done.
All right. What's this one? Okay.
Yeah.
Simple, bubbly eye.
With I mean, eyes, bruv, are going to be like, some of these are fucking basic.
I bet, man. I bet. Sime, I'm thinking. With the colors going next to it. There we go. All right.
Zooted wonders.
Big up, Sime.
Big up, Sime.
All right, next. Okay, another one. Local lad, Kiwi.
Yeah. You can tell from the shape, can't you?
Yeah. That's, I think, the board's over in Labrogrove. All right, next one. Jeez Louise. What the fuck is that? A dub, black outline. That's it. An eye. What's that? Is that a tag inside it?
I think he's gone over it.
Yeah, I think that's underneath. Like,
this is very, this is 1998, 99.
It looks like the eye is at the end of the word.
Incorrect.
Okay. Because at first I was going to say wino from South, but it's not that.
Someone I fucking used to rate heavily.
Have you ever painted with this person?
No, unfortunately not. And it's impossible now.
Oh, is it someone who's passed away?
Yeah.
Shit, man. My mind is going blank, people. By the way,
how many have you got? You got one. Let's make a score this time.
I got two. Kiwi and Sime. That's all we've got.
Kiwi and Sime. Touche, touche.
I'm going to kick myself now. I'm trying to work out what this letter is before. Fuck it. I don't know.
Vizzo.
Fuck's sake.
Cash Money, 2000. GFS.
Respect. I love these. Shout out Memo, Pause, another fallen soldier. Illegal business. It looks like they're underneath in the blue.
It's probably Viz. The worst thing I've seen of Viz too.
I was about to say that Zed is not all that, but I should have got it from the eye though. Now I'm looking at it, I'm kicking.
Yeah, but look at the eye, like it's fucking basic as fuck.
It is very basic, but yeah, that Zed is a bit wonky. But yo, big love to Viz, man. Salute. All right, next up. This is time. You've got too much of the other letters in there, but I'm guessing this is in the French. Yeah, Parisian metro. Yeah.
So you got that one.
Yeah, time and yeah. You see the new thing recently?
2026.
Oh, shit, yeah. Mm-hmm. Have you seen the new thing recently on Living Proof, that New York thing? They've done this whole section on time. I didn't know he had leukemia as well when he was 17. Apparently he got...
he beat it.
And he beat it. But it's like one of those things that never, I'm assuming, doesn't go away. It's like you beat it, but then there's always a chance of it.
No, leukemia is one if you've got no recurrence after like 5 years. And it's pretty much battered.
Okay, yeah. I think the title of it is On Borrowed Time, I think is the name of the thing. Anyway, it was really cool.
I've messaged him and asked him to come on the pod and try to be a cancer brother.
Oh, yeah.
But he's like, nah.
Yeah. Well, big him up anyway.
Yeah, big him up, bruv. He's absolutely smashing it. Look at the quality of this photo.
But I know instantly what it is.
Really?
That. Yeah, pies.
Damn.
Yeah, I know.
Pies from 1997. According to that Never Reach. Look, oh dear, Bosch. And ouch, that was it. Ouch was the guy who was doing the skits. Yes. And they were running around.
Turn. Remember Turn as well.
Look at Alan and Trev. I love that, Alan and Trev.
Oh, yeah, that's jokes. Where is this, though? I'm trying to work out where it could be. It could be anywhere.
Well, Wandsworth, somewhere beginning with W, not Waterloo, not Wandsworth.
Okay. Anyway.
Yeah.
Ooh, this one kind of looks familiar. It's an oldish one by this gentleman, if I'm correct. Is it Diet?
Damn it.
Yes. It is Diet. There we go. Yeah, the chunky flavors he used to do. Bruv, theme. That's a theme E, man.
There's a quick theme E, yeah.
Yeah, I like that. The influence is heavy. Diet, salute. We have chatted about this guy.
Fuck you, Amber Man.
Thick. Yes. Well, I can tell from the schemes here, man.
Yeah. The schemes. It's the schemes.
There we go. Shout out. Sick. One more time.
That's in Thailand. Yes.
In Thailand on some shutters. Okay, ill. Okay, I'm doing well here. I'm doing well. Panic.
No, for fuck's sake.
I can see these are from the extra isms around it and the zigzaggy bits.
Yeah.
I could tell that was him. Shout out, old Panic. We should do a part two with my man. Okay, this one I even know. Blink. There we go. Blink. Easy. This one, I've seen this photo loads of times, you know. Big him up as well.
I love the bits at the bottom where he's testing the paint. He used to do that so much. Yeah. So he's been pulled over for like with a like large quantity of cannabis.
Don't put that.
Well, he's in jail. It's on the news. It's on the fucking website.
I don't want to talk about that. Big him up. I hope he's doing all right. Oh, shit. Okay.
Is it what Wink? Number is this? 19. This is the last one.
Wink?
No, not Wisher or Wink.
Okay.
Big up the ladies.
Wisher is a lady? I don't know if he...
Wink is a lady.
Wink is, not Wisher. Yeah. You said Wisher and Wink, big up the ladies. Oh, sorry. I do recognize this.
There's one opposite my house on the motorway.
Oh, shit.
Always writes with someone else as well.
Ah, that's going to fuck with me, man. I can think of all the tags that are opposite your house, but none of them have an I in it in my head. Or we've done it already. I don't know. I give up.
Vine.
Vine. There we go. Fuck's sakes. Big up old Vine. I like that one. Real nice with the red. Really sits nicely. I like that E at the end as well. Simple styles, but nice and effective. Who's this TS here? Is that a TS, I'm assuming? Throw up.
That's Turtus. That throw up appeared everywhere in West London, to be fair.
Hmm.
T-Shell.
Okay.
T-S-H-E-L-L.
What about this S one here? I've seen this one as well.
Yeah, I don't know who that is. I
can't remember. Big up Helch as well above the top. I think Helch has just dropped a book recently as well. So go hit up Helch. Check out his new book. All right, that's it. Yeah, that's the last. Yeah, that is the last one. That was well put together. I think I pretty much got all of them except for two. I didn't get that Vine one.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 out of 10.
And the Vizzo one I missed out on. Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Can we do a quick ad read? Fulfill our contractual obligations.
Obligations.
Big up OCB every time.
OCB.
Yo. Can you do it, theme? Have you got it there?
In recent years, OCB has extended its portfolio to include more tobacco accessories and equipment to fulfill the need of a wider range of consumers. The redesigned packs create clearer differentiation across the range, supporting simpler navigation for your Roll Your Own shoppers and improving overall fixture visibility. OCB, yeah, you know me.
Big up, big up, big up, big up. They show us love, so we show them love back, people. Back. Yeah, leave a comment under this episode and every episode, and we pick a winner next week. Shit, we didn't pick a winner from last week. Theme, can you do?
I was just thinking that when you said it.
Can you go look through the last episode? There was one we were thinking of, wasn't there? That I saw? Oh, no, maybe not.
Misty Throws. But he did win.
Yeah, he won one already. Now we'll pick someone else, not Misty Throws. He's all right. I think I even remember having a conversation with him about winning a t-shirt. And he goes, I'm triple XL, bro. He goes, it's not going to fit me anyway. I think I remember him saying that. Now, Bun Misty Froze, go. If you can do that, take a minute while I set up the this next segment, the graffiti critiques. But if you leave a comment under this episode, you can win an OCB AHC goodie box with all sorts of cool shit in there. Nice t-shirt, some, you know, all sorts of cool shit in there. So leave a comment below. Maybe write in what you think is a dickhead thing that you've seen writers do. But don't be too specific about people and stuff. We don't want beefs kicking off in the fucking chat. Keep it light and chill. But we're going to get into some graph critique. Sponsored and powered by OCB.
Mum's house, to your mum's house.
What are you laughing at?
People, one of the comments from it's got a win. It's got a win.
Go on then.
It's when you were telling me that your girl's here.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, oh, did you take her anywhere nice? We went to Westfield.
And I shit my pants. Yes. Yeah.
So that's not going to win it, actually, because I followed through in Turn Mills and dusted my boxes behind the cistern, went to Commando on the dance floor. We've all been there.
Yeah, someone in Turn... Remember Turn Mills nightclub down in Farringdon? It was a bomb club, man. Really wicked atmosphere in there. Closed down many, many moons ago. But, man, he sharted his pants and just threw him in the toilet and went back to the rave.
Behind the cistern.
Oh, behind the
That's where you keep a gun, to be fair. It's a pretty good location.
Yeah, the Godfather's thieves.
Dusted my boxes behind the cistern, went commando on the dance floor. We've all been there. That came from Angerman 6585. Angerman 6585. Get in touch with us and we'll send you an OCB box of goodies.
Yeah, man. The links are below the email or the Instagram DMs. Do your thing, man. All right. Nice one for that. So this week we got a couple of critiques. Let's see what we got. Okay. Here we got a double whammy here by Gokes and Pelos. I'm pretty sure we've had one from Pelos before, but I'm not sure about Gokes. Gokes doesn't really ring a bell, but Pelos sent this in and he said his mate Gokes was cool with us chatting about it. All right, on a blue wall somewhere, looks like... Oh, look, there's some guy running off here on the right, I just noticed. Looks like maybe not a legal spot, but somewhere where, you know, no one gives a shit, I don't know. Water runoff, there's all water right underneath it. Anyway, blue wall, Gokes, G-O-K-E-S, with a dark purples and stuff fill, black outline, yellow one time, and a pig cop character on the left-hand side. He's pissed off. And then underneath it is a Pelos, P-E-L-O-S, black outline, pink fill, green cloud around it. And then he put up all his mates down there under his white schemes in the Gokes. All right, look, we got Pelos.
Look at the effect though of the. My mum was trying to get that effect on her living room. You see the, I mean, back in the days, late '80s.
Yeah.
But the paint effect of the pink and purple. It's not. I don't hate it.
In the Pelos.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm not hating on that.
The fill.
But the no border and shit and the shitty highlights is like really annoying.
And this really thin bits as well here, like it's kind of toyly done, but he's getting there.
So the S is probably the hardest letter to do.
The S is good.
I like. And he's done it.
Yeah. Oh, and his crew NBS. What did you say it was when he sent the last
naughty
one
backstabbers?
Backstabbers. There you go. There's definitely some TB happening here. The shines, you put way too many shines, as for my opinion.
Yeah.
I don't know where to even start on this, because some bits are well done. Like, they know what they're doing. The cloud, the green cloud, I think he's run out of paint here, because look, he's got green gone around here, but he hasn't filled it in. I think he's run out. Look, you've done, okay, let me start with the cloud thing. Rather than do little clouds like this all the way around the corner there and going covering the whole thing and trying to go around the whole thing, if you've only got a little bit of green, start here. Do three bumps like that along the top, and then a green one time around the outside. And then here, another three bumps or four bumps. Stop there, then one time like that. And then come here, one, two, three bumps. You know what I mean? And then continue with the one time. You'll use a lot of less paint doing that. And then maybe a few, you know, bubbles around that, you know, to accentuate it. Don't go overboard. That's one way to do it better, where it doesn't look as toy as that does. I still think you need to... Like, the P-L-O-S is cool. It's the E. Did you go, cunt, like that to me? Did you just call me a cunt?
No.
So I just heard you call me a cunt just for cussing this guy.
Really?
I'm kidding. Well, I did think that, but then I know you wouldn't. The E, bruv, just follow the P here. Do another E like this. It would have come off a lot fucking better. The other letters, like you said, the S is cool. It's nicely balanced. You know what I mean? The top of the P as well, maybe a little bit fatter. Again, I'm nitpicking. But, you know, yeah, get that shit worked out. But you get in there, bruv. Maybe a little bit of shadow here as well. You've missed here. And the P shadow, you're still not confident on... You kind of know where the shadow's supposed to go, but, you know... Why is the shadow going up here? Like, up here and shit. Like, I don't think... Yeah, you're not confident enough with the shadow, bruv. But keep working on it and you get there. I like the fill too. I think, you know, it could have really gone fucking downhill, this fill, yeah? And I think you got lucky because the balance of it is all right. You know, you've just done purple with pinky bits, like done it quite randomly, but you've managed to balance it out all right. So you got away with it there, man. But usually that type of thing would come across as pretty toy, but you've pulled it off here, bruv. Do you want to add on to the Pelos, or should we move on to the Gooks that's above it?
Move on. I would have chosen another can of paint and put the green bubbles and then like a red border or something, whatever. But just like to get a border is, for me, like really important. Especially if you do a background color. Because the background color, everyone says, it pings it off. It doesn't really ping it off until you put like the one time in.
Yeah. I think his choices, though, even though it's done in a bad way, like I've said, in certain bits, I think he's done all right with what he's got. Yeah. But also, if you're painting with your mate, sometimes it's nice to try and, obviously, I don't want you guys to go too ahead of what you're supposed to do. It's nice to kind of try and link them, like to both have a yellow one time, you know what I mean? And link it up in the middle and put up your mates maybe in the
kind of looks like he's gone over Gokes.
Yeah, it looks like two separate things. Yeah, like if you hadn't told me you'd done it together, then I wouldn't have known. Let's just take a second to look at Pelos's reach here.
Look at your reach.
Come on, bruv. Fix up, yeah? NBS. The essay isn't too bad. And it's
never been shit.
Never been shit. The Gokes is much better than the Pelos. I think maybe your mate Gokes has been painting maybe a bit longer, or he's maybe, I don't know. I don't want to make
it. It's trying to get more style on the letters, isn't it? And it's doing the same sort of effect as well.
The same sort of effect, yeah, but he's done it a bit better, I think, because he's got this light blue going through it and then the white going through that as well. And it's given it a nice little glow from the middle. I don't mind these, even though he's gone a bit overboard with these like squared off stars. It does what it needs to do, or little like flowers or whatever you want to fucking call them. One big letter, small letter, then a kind of biggish letter, then a small E, then a big S. It's balanced it nicely. It's done exactly together.
What you said to Pelos to do is then put the yellow kind of like as a lightning bolt, and then bits as just the border.
He's one-timed it and then added little, yeah, exactly. Gog's done well. The character, simple. It does what it needs to do. It's a pig with a police helmet on, even though that's not an English police. I don't know where these guys are from. English police don't wear shit like that. It's an American thing. So maybe he's copied that out of a book or something. I don't know. I don't want to make assumptions. It's wonky, but again, you're getting there, man.
Characters are some of the hardest things to do, and you're like doing it already.
They're difficult, man. I mean, I didn't mention this sewer hole here in the wall. Maybe you could have put the sewer hole as the mouth of the pig, you know, like hanging like that, and then like some drips coming out of it. You could have painted, I don't know, incorporated it into the piece somehow. All right, so overall, I'm going to give it a score, both of them together, even though I've said already I prefer the Gokes to the Pelos. They're getting there, but I'm giving you a slap, maybe just under. I think Pelos brings it down. I'm going to give it 4.5. I can't remember what we gave him before, but I'll give him 4.5. All right. Next up, we've got C's, C-E-I-S and NBS. Oh, is that the same crew? NBS, they're in the same crew. All right, these were sent separately. He's kept his bag of paint in the thing there. C's. All right.
I mean, I don't like E's like that or S's like that. And I know that's completely subjective.
Yeah, subjective.
But an S when the thing points up. Ever since like TPG used to do that, Trains, Pills and Girls. Mm-hmm. And I had to look at the panel and be like, what is that letter? Like,
yeah.
Oh, right. He's just done an S, but he's decided that the S, that goes up like that.
Like, yeah. It looks like
how comes that? Yeah, how comes that? Exactly. How comes that works? And then the E is like the top bit's coming down and it's like,
Yeah, I completely see where you're coming from. I think, and it is a subjective thing.
I'm just saying personally, I've never liked that before.
I'm 100% with you on the S. I kind of like how the E and the C sit together real nicely. I think he's put the I in nice and the S to kind of, what's it called? Symmetry on the other side, you know what I mean? From the C going like that and the S. I think he's pulled it off in the what the fuck is he painting on as well? He's like in the middle of the woods or something, some fucking like building that's been knocked down or something, and he's just squeezed this on to a little thing. I think he's done well with what he's got. He's only got two colors, purple fill, light blue outline, you know, okay.
Blue shadow.
Shadow. He would have been nice with a crisp black one time round. Yeah. He would have been sick.
I was thinking that.
I'm assuming he didn't have one. The MBS there, I think he squeezed that in. I think it was unnecessary. I'm not too mad at that, to be honest. I think that's okay. I think it's on par with the Gokes we saw before, but better than the Pelos. Sorry, I don't mean to shit on Pelos here. Big up, Pelos. Thank you for sending these in, man. You lot are all AHC crew as well, so I want to see you lot put up AHC. Bun NBS. Yeah, no, I'm kidding, but still. Out of 10 for a dub. There's not much else to say about this, really. I think it's nicely done. I think he's not gone too crazy. It's got flow to it. For a dub, I'm going to go just above average, man. I'm going to give it a 5.8. Almost 6.
I can't go 5.5. I'll go 5.2.
Fair dues, man. Fair dunkum. This one's got an interesting story. Someone emailed us, said they used to do graph back in the day, and now he's got like a son who's taken up graph. He's already been nicked twice. He said his son's been nicked twice for bombing around Dalston or something, yeah? But he seemed like, you know, pretty chill about it. And so he sent in a sketch done by his son, who writes Sowar, Sowar. These are sketches two, three sketches. Let's just deal with this top one. Allow the other two. We don't want to be.
Yeah, the top one's probably the best one, to be fair.
Mm.
I kind of like the.
I think these ones are better because they're more simple. But anyway, let's this one. Yeah, go on.
Yeah, you're throwing me off now with your simple.
Because the letters love, are simple. Love for simple. What's all this extra shit, man? It's unnecessary.
Yeah, but we got to get. Yeah, you're right. Go scroll down, please.
I think also just to add, his dad said the R has got TB. He said even the R is TB, toy behavior. This R is fucked as well. All the R's are fucked. You need to sort your R.
He's trying to do. He's trying to. He's thinking of an R as in a tag form. Mm. You know, when you go like that, and then
which is good to a degree to have that in your head, but yeah, it doesn't always translate if you don't do it properly. But it's not too bad, though.
I just don't know what bits his dad's. How old is this boy? He's been nicked twice.
I don't think he said his age.
Is his dad helping him on some bit? Because some bits look like the pen lines look much better than other bits of pen line.
I don't know if his dad is helping him. He probably would have said if he did help him, but who knows? He's doing too much. I think this one, if it didn't have all the isms around it, would it look cool? You know, the R maybe, you know, I reckon it would have looked cool. This whole, this big connection coming out of the O and then back behind here and then there's some weird curly bit and then this coming out and then up and then going out again and then another curly bit coming out.
Yeah, that's just for no reason.
It's unnecessary, brother. And then, you know, with the biro, you know, doing whatever. And he's worked out a bit of the 3D. This one, Superman 3D, is quite hard to pull off. And he seems to have worked out how to do that, which is pretty cool. You know, find a disappearing point and trying to match that up. He's done the same thing on the bottom one here with the simpler
letters. These three are all different styles. And that's the thing I like about the young geezer.
Yeah,
he's not like cemented to one style. He's not stuck in his rut.
Although you can get carried away sometimes, I think like try get simple things working. Like this sour here, it's still TB in places. Get that so that you just know it, you know, and then you can start doing mad weird shit, I guess. But yeah, this is a sketch, so this is the place to experiment, you know. So you know, all love sour. Out of 10, it's below.
You know my rule with sketches.
For a sketch. Because when I give scores, I give a score out of 10 for a dub, a score out of 10 for a piece, and a score out of 10 for a sketch. It's separate in my eyes. That's what I've been doing this time. So for sketches, he hasn't gone in on it. Like theme, you know, he's saying if you're doing a sketch, it's got to be top notch. You know, there's no excuse. But he's learning. He's experimenting. He's trying things out. But it's a 3... I'm being harsh, but I'm going to give you a 3.5. But I know I'm being harsh, Sawa. I want you to strive to do better, you know? And you've been jumped into AHC now, so, you know, you can put up AHC. What is it? AHC, son. I think there's one more. Ah, this is from New Zealand. Someone sent this in from Auckland, I think. It's a hollow... quick one, Hulk, H-U-L-K, on you know, some building with windows on it.
Coming in a bitch near you.
Coming in a bitch near you. I like that.
I like it. I think it does the job. I'm not sure about the orange. I hope that's not him.
Well, there's an orange, him, is it? Like the end of an orange throwy. And then someone's done something. Maybe he went over it. It's possible.
But the Hulk is really neat.
It's cool.
Especially the K. Simple. Yeah, and it's basic and it keeps it simple and it's done this year.
The 3D is all on point, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Quick ting's done, little crack running through there.
Quick ting's.
I don't know about the, like, there's, okay, fine, doing bubbles, but then a little, like, smoke coming off all the bubbles. I don't know if that's not to my taste, but that's nitpicking. You know what? One thing, again, just to nitpick, hit, like, he's filled it in this way with the lines. He's done like three lines to fill, whereas I like it when you get that, if you've got real good can control and you can go zig 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 zig, that can be
and you leave the zigzags in there
kind of in the direction that the 3D is going in, so it accentuates the 3D even,
yeah,
and it looks cool, you know. And
but maybe he had one can. I think this guy's had one can and he's just thinking, rather than go like that, I'll just go down down down. to get the same effect.
Again, I'm just nitpicking here. Out of 10 for a hollow on a ting.
We've never graded a hollow, have we?
No, I'm pretty sure we have at some point.
I'll give that a 6 and a 6.
Yeah, it's above average for what it is. It's above average. It's not some ill burner though, so yeah, six, around the 6 mark, 6.4. I'm going to go for
6.2.
All right, sweet. Okay, let's do this one quickly.
No, I got to go, bro.
Nah, okay, bun that guy. We'll save bun it for next week.
We've been doing an hour and a half, and I've got to take an anti-nausea tablet.
All right, big up. All right, cool.
Big up.
You did say you had a song, but I didn't prepare it, so we're going to save that for next week, brother. I got this one. It's called It's a Shame by Aaron Fraser. I've just learned about this guy. He does like old school soul singing, but this only came out a month ago. He's got this.
It's a shame.
Oh, yeah. But it's not a cover of that song. Let's get into it, brother. Theme, salute all the ANC members out there. Big up yourselves. Hit the subscribe, hit the like, leave a comment, all that good stuff.
Leave a comment to win an OCB thing. Subscribe and join the Patreon.
Booyah.
PT podcast with Armed House Mum's House.
Look at your bitch.
Arms on.
And you see the video is like old school style.
Kind of reminds me of P-E-R-S-Y.
Okay. Not really.
I'm talking about pimping, since pimping, since pimping.